Well, we've got several callers lining up here. Let's see. Let's hold on what we wanted to cover and see if we can get right
let's
to
do it.
Callers.
Let's get those callers.
Quick. Let's bring Michael into the conversation that had a question about his home. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for doing what you're doing now, folks. So I have basically a brand new home. I got a water softener system, and when I do my laundry, I don't see any like suds from my soap. What am I doing wrong?
Okay. All right. I tell you what I'm going to do. I saw this question and I decided, you know, there's a few more questions I would have to ask you. But we did reach out to one of our Rosie certified water treatment specialists. Let me introduce you to Paul Kaplan. We've got him on the line right now with a company called Water Treatment Technologies. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
Paul.
Let me introduce you to Mike. I think you heard his question. Paul, how would you coach Mike?
Well, first of all, have you ever had a water softener before is the first question. And
no, this is the first time. Sorry.
Okay.
Forgive me.
So with your water softener, there is a salt tank that we add water softener salt to. Have you seen that in the garage with the unit itself?
Yeah, I add the pellets or whatever it is.
Yes. So that would be one thing you want to make sure is you have salt in the salt tank. And the other thing is if you're not getting suds, do you guys notice that you guys get really good suds like when you shower? Or like a difference with the way the water feels? It can almost kind of sometimes feels like you can't get the soap off your skin.
Exactly. That's exactly what I have.
Okay. Sometimes when the city changes from different water supplies, we can have higher TDS in the water. That's other dissolved solids that are in the water. And if it's over a certain amount, we may not get those suds like we're used to seeing when it's not as high. And do you have a front-load washer, or is it a top-load, like an old-style top-load washer?
It's a top-load, sir.
Okay, is it a newer style, or is it an older style with a tube in the center of it?
That's a good question. There is a tube in the center of it. I thought it was a recent model. I mean, it's a brand-new home. It's I think it's Electrolux or something like that.
Oh, okay. Now, on those types, a lot of the newer style units, they use a lot less soap because they kind of meter in on how much they add. And like in the older style washing machines where you had the big tub full of water and it started agitating, you would see tons and tons of suds if you added too much soap. So a lot of the newer units are very high efficient and they may use a special soap or, you know, it just adds a little bit to the weight of the actual clothes or whatever you're washing.
So the lack...
Right, it does center that in the beginning of the in the cycle. It flips around a few times and, I guess, weighs it and makes sure everything's distributed.
That's correct.
So no suds in the washing machine isn't necessarily a sign of something wrong, or low suds. But boy, no suds is confusing to me, Paul.
I have a front load washer, and my water is nice and soft, and I don't see very much suds at all, if any.
Okay.
In mine.
Well,
I think the newer systems are just so much more efficient on, you know, weighing the clothes and not putting too much water in to really make super suds, from what I'm seeing.
Okay. All right. Well, and because it's a brand new home, if you've got questions on the operation of that particular water softener, I would tell you contract the service provider that installed it. You've got, and as a brand new house, you've got an opportunity to get out and verify with them it is working properly. Paul, I really appreciate you letting us interrupt your service Saturday at Water Treatment Technologies, and I appreciate Water Treatment Technologies' partnership with Rosie on the House as a Rosie-certified water treatment partner for over 20 years. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, Paul. Michael, hope that helped. Babe, did you have something you wanted to add to that?
Well, I guess the question is, are the clothes clean?
You know, that's another question.
Know, I think we think of suds as meaning things getting really good and clean, but things do work. We have that front loader as well, and there's not a lot of suds. You can see through with a nice window and all that, but it's a much less water, much less soap. So it is different than the old days.
And we tell people with a water softener, you're going to use less soap in your dishwasher machine. You're going to use a lot less soap in your dishwashing machine, your clothes washing machine, and less soap in the shower as well. Let's see if we can go to Blair. Let's bring Blair into the conversation and see how we can help Blair.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thanks for joining. It's been a while since we chatted. Hey, I have a question about insulating a large aluminum frames in a warehouse, in an office area. So we're looking for something that would look good to put on the inside to keep the heat infiltration coming through. Looking to see if they had any products or anything like that, or other suggestions that can be done.
Well, it's in a commercial setting, industrial setting. Have we got a manufacturing facility going on in there, or is it office space?
Well, this will be office space. Section that we're doing.
Well, you could certainly take a look at several different options as it relates to interior window dressings with Rod at New West Shutters. He does a lot more than shutters. He does a lot of insulating blinds. I would tell you if you can, I would certainly mount some sunscreens to the outside of those, and I would not mount them to the aluminum frame of the window itself. I'd mount them to the wall of the building, and I would space those shades about a half inch off the glass and the window pane. If you have the opportunity to plant anything, but generally speaking, a lot of times we're talking about, you know, parking surface right up against the building or whatnot, but shading the window anywhere you can. Sunshades, landscaping, Phoenix tent and awning, little awning, then call Rod at New West Shutters and have him come out and take a look at some of his interior treatments as well. You tackle both those, Blair, and I think you're going to be happy with the comfort level you achieve.
That number for New West Shutter and Blind is 480-612-7400.
Blair, thanks for the call. Now we can say anything having to do with your house, home, castle, cabin, or industrial building. All right, let's see if we can go to Bill. He too has been on hold for a while. Let's get him an answer. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, let's see if I can help you.
Okay, my problem is it's a new house, about 19 years old. For the first time now, I have a funny smell coming out of the bathroom. And it doesn't smell like a bathroom. It's maybe a chemical smell. So I emptied all the medicine chests, the medicine cabinet. I emptied stuff from under the vanity. There's just a bare room now. The smell is still there. I got an air quality machine, and it says the HCHO readings were less than 0.1, and the TVOC readings were less than 0.6. But the funny thing is that the smell only occurs at night. In the daytime, you don't smell anything. And then by 9, 10 o'clock, it's pretty strong. So I'm in a quandary. Wonder if you can give me any suggestions.
And have you been in this house the whole 19 years?
Yes, I have.
And this is a new dilemma?
Yes.
Oh. Anything in the area changed? Any landscaping that could have grown and is now blocking ventilation of your plumbing sewer pipes up on your roof?
Not at this time, no.
Is it a single-story home?
It's a single-story home.
Okay.
Frame built, drive it stucco on the outside and drywall on the inside.
Okay. And is it a pitched roof or a flat roof?
A pitched roof.
Okay. And the peak of a pitched roof is what we call the ridge. Which direction is the ridge running, north and south or east and west?
Let's see. Let me think. It's going east-west.
Okay. And is this bathroom on the north side of the house?
It's on the south side.
Okay. You're confusing me completely. All the tricks I know from answering these kind of questions for the last 34 years, I've just exhausted my database. So, Bill, I'm going to have to get you in touch with a man that can actually send you a canister that's sterilized and vacuum. It's delivered to your house in a vacuum. And you set it in the room, and it has a regulator that sucks air in, and you want to set it to where it goes off at night when you're picking up the smell. Then that canister gets mailed to a lab, and then we get it tested. You know, like when you get your blood tested, you could check for this or that or everything. Well, we take that air and we test it for everything. And then we can determine, okay, what are we picking up? And then once we determine what the product is, we can kind of start sourcing where it's coming from. And this is very propitious because I only met this man this week in trying to deal with another homeowner's dilemma out in Sun City that we've been, Mr. Dave, that we've been trying to deal with and solve his problem. So we've just discovered this new service. That's the great thing about being Rosie on the House and trying to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It makes Jennifer do a lot of research. Thank you, honey.
Well, you're welcome. But there's nothing more annoying than a smell you can't get rid of or detect, or it's can be very distracting.
You would
especially
know.
If it, yeah, especially
you
if it's like know. A sewer smell or something.
Well, yeah, especially.
And that's a little easier.
He said specifically it's
medicinal.
Not. So
I know, that's
of,
weird.
Some kind of chemical smell. So we've got your number, Bill. I see from your area code you're down in the Pima County area. I'll call and talk to you, and I'll put you in touch with this other gentleman and see if we can't get that test run. We're actually going to run that test for Mr. Dave out in Sun City.
Oh, great.
And see if we can't determine what it is that's covering the complete inside of his home, because we've had two of our Rosa on the House indoor air quality experts there that can identify what it is. But they can testify it's there. So we're going to get that taken care of for Mr. Dave. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll start wrapping everything up. And again, I've got two big invitations I want to give out to all the Arizona homeowners when we get back right after this.